You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I was a bachelor all weekend, and I will be for most of this week, too. So it's just me and the cat hanging out at the house. So
nice.
So I guess I don't have a whole lot. You know what I did do is I got pretty much caught up with the show that I'm watching. Is called The Great. I think I mentioned it to you. Yeah. And I kind of binged that a little bit this weekend. If you like history, drama, and flat out hilarious representations, it is a funny show. But I like it causes me to kind of look up stuff. You know, I have to Google things to see, well, how much of this really happened? Because it's set in 18th century Russia. So it's not like most of us have, you know, a depth of knowledge of 18th century Russia.
Yeah.
But everything that's going on, you know, in the royal court with the king and his queen and it's, you know, the potential coup that they might have. It's just, and the lifestyle stuff is really fascinating to see. So I spent my weekend watching The Great. I highly recommend
it. Pretty good, huh?
It's a Hulu show. So
the other new one that just popped out that I was actually really excited to start watching was Space Force with Steve Carell on Netflix. And I've heard two or three people say that they started it. They dove into episode one, and they said there will not be an episode two for them. They said it's just that bad, incredibly, like, poorly written, not very funny, just stupid. So I'm kind of bumming about that because I thought that would be kind of a cool little series to watch. And I love Steve Carell. So.
See, I'm anti-American, apparently, because Steve Carell does nothing for me. And I know people who love The Office and, you know, what, 40-year-old virgin and stuff like that.
Oh, he's so good.
I get it. He's a pretty funny guy, I guess. But I wouldn't have thought that that would be a well-written show.
Yeah, the little trailer that they pumped out for it made it look pretty good. Those guys are whizzes that put out those trailers because they really kind of suck you in. And then you watch, you're like, this is crap.
That's a great point, Jer.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the most valuable positions in the world is somebody who can take, you know,
they're truly polishing a turd,
crap.
Dom.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So I will say
that's the thing about The Great. It's so well written that it just I can't get over it. It's it's very well done. So there's that. What'd you do over the weekend?
You know, my life is just nonstop on the weekends, Dom, because we're still digging into, you know, landscaping. I finished painting my shed. We started landscaping around that. I sent you a picture this morning of my truck. America's pickup was just filled to the top in the back end with the final load of the deck that disappeared. So now I got a nice, clean backyard just waiting for the patio to be put in.
It's like a blank canvas.
It's a blank canvas right now, and it feels so good to get all that out of there. My dad came over, and we hung our microwave this weekend, so we got a nice new microwave. Smoked a wicked good tri-tip last night.
Oh,
so good. And then we actually had a bit of a social life on Friday night. The neighbors across the street sent Nicole a text and said, hey, why'd you guys come over and sit on the back patio? We'll social distance and we'll have a drink. She's like, another two people from down the street that we really like are coming down. So six of us sat on their back patio Friday night, listened to music, had some drinks, and it just felt so good to talk to people and hang out a little bit. And we did that until about midnight, and it was the best commute home because we just walked across the street. But it was really nice, and it's just so cool because they're like our exact age, and then the other couple that came from down the street are our age as well. And I think some new friendships are blossoming, Dom. Just what I need is more friends right now.
Do you have room in your life for more friends?
Yeah, I think so.
What about that other circle of friends? Are they going to be
jealous?
Well,
we haven't seen them. We have not seen them since this all started going down.
I know, but what I'm asking is, are they going to be
jealous? They might be a little jelly. They might be. I don't know. It's nice to have neighborhood friends, though, because, like I said, you know, you can just walk home.
Well, not
love
only,
that commute.
Not only that, but if you ever, I mean, you don't go out of town very often, but if you did, it's nice to know you got people nearby that you trust and you like and that can keep an eye on things.
It was funny because we all exchanged phone numbers. We're like, let's all exchange numbers so we can keep an eye on the kids and, you know, the houses. And but it was a nice night. It was just a, overall, just a good weekend, man. So, yeah, I feel bad that you're all alone.
No, I have a cat, remember?
Oh, that's right, you have a cat. And he and sent me a picture of a frog.
And all the wildlife around the house. It's, I feel
Storm
like I'm not
the
alone.
Frogs.